forum, any person may address the water board on any matter within the water board's jurisdiction that is not related to an item that's on the meeting agenda. And we generally ask people to limit their comments to 5 minutes. I have one card for public forum. That's Beth Christman.
Can you guys hear me without the microphone, or should I go microphone?
You're fine.
Okay, well, just make sure everyone in the back.
Can you hear me? I'm not loud, but. All right, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to address the board. I'm Beth Christman. I'm the Director of Restoration Programs with the Truckee River Watershed Council. I'm here to address the board today regarding the recently released integrated report, the 303D and 305B list integrated report, on behalf of the Watershed Council. We recognize that there will be a public hearing on the integrated report at the June board meeting, and we'll participate in that meeting as well. We recently met with Lahontan Water Board staff, however, to share some data that we collected in support of the Truckee River sediment TMDL. And the staff, Richard Booth and Carly Nelson, suggested that we come and address the board today. We would like to state up front that we support the conclusion that the Truckee River is not ready for delisting. We agree with the statement in the integrated report that there needs to be further investigation of the current sediment and turbidity water quality objectives. Today, I'll summarize some of our recent monitoring results that indicate that beneficial uses are not being met in the Truckee River. Beginning in 2010, we implemented a monitoring plan in support of the Truckee River TMDL. Our monitoring program consisted of suspended sediment and turbidity monitoring, as well as bioassessment studies. In the interest of brevity, we'll jump to the conclusions of the bioassessment monitoring, which strongly support the beneficial uses are not being met. The bioassessment work was completed by Dr. Hertz of UC Santa Barbara. We found that compared to similar reference streams, the Truckee River consistently scored lower on the Eastern Sierra Index of Biological Integrity. All the sampling sites on the Truckee River that we monitored scored below the not supporting of beneficial uses threshold or partially supporting threshold. The reference streams, on the other hand, scored as supporting, with some scoring as partially supporting. We wanted to look more closely at the direct relationship between sediment and biological impacts. So we completed a detailed patch scale study that measured the amount of deposited sediment in a small quadrat and the biological condition of the benthic community that we collected from that same area. There were significant differences in biological conditions, starting with fine sediment coverage of just 20%. And when sediment coverage reached 80% or greater, very significant decreases in biological condition became apparent. The types of differences that we saw included a decrease in the quantity and quality of food resources, meaning that both the number of aquatic insects and the size of benthic macroinvertebrates decreased with increasing sediment coverage. We also observed that the macroinvertebrate community shifted away from organisms intolerant of pollution towards species that are more tolerant of poor water quality. When we looked at how widespread sediment deposition actually was in the Truckee River, in the sampling reaches, we found that indeed much of the area was affected by excess sediment deposition. Taken together, these studies indicate that the beneficial uses such as cold freshwater habitat and spawning reproduction and development are likely not to be fully supported in the Truckee River. And this is due to impacts on the basin food web and excess sediment. We recognize that new data will not be included in the current integrated report, but the reason we are bringing this to the attention of the board is to support the Lahontan Water Board staff conclusion that delisting of the Truckee is premature and that beneficial uses are not being supported. Furthermore, the current TMDL numeric standard is likely to not actually detect the impairment that we're seeing in the river. We would like to request a time at a future board meeting to present the results of our TMDL monitoring program in further depth than I'm able to go into today. And just for today, I'd like to say thank you very much for your time.
It would be great if they had time to make a presentation to us about this study. I would like to know more about it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
The next item.